when the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
This is Glenn Riggs welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in New York before an audience which includes Army and Navy veterans from nearby hospitals, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, and Bing's guests, Ethel Merman and Alec Templeton. And now, for the 35th consecutive time this season, we present Bing Crosby himself.
Hi, fellas, and thanks, Glenn. 35 shows already, huh? This is our next to last stop here, I guess.
Yeah, that's right, Bing. You're really in the home stretch. What are you going to do on your vacation?
Stretch?
And where do you plan to stretch, Bing?
Maine, up around Montreal, Nevada, Jasper Park. You see, Glenn, when I stretch, I really spread out pretty good. Right now, however, I must pull myself together and do a tune from Teenage Rainbow. Thing called If This Isn't Love. This jumps pretty good.
If this isn't love, the whole world is crazy. If this isn't love, I'm daft as a daisy. With moons all around and cows jumping over, there's something amiss, and I'll eat my hat if this isn't love. I'm feeling like the apple on top of William Tell. With this I cannot grapple, because you're so adorable. If this isn't love, then winter is summer. If this isn't love, my heart needs a plumber. Swinging on stars and riding on rainbows, I'm busting with bliss, and I'll kiss your hand if this isn't
rollicking, Bing.
Really rollicking.
And speaking of love, reminds me...
I fear it as much. For the 35th consecutive time, one of the songs on this program is going to remind our announcer of the Philco 12-01.
But, Bing, this is our next to the last chance to tell the people about the world's largest selling radio phonograph.
Well, if it's going so great, why bend their ears off about it?
Yeah, but, Bing, the 12-01 is a sensational invention.
So are ears. But give him a change of pace tonight.
Well, Bing,
whip it up a
you
little.
Can also bend an ear to that Philco table model radio phonograph with automatic record changer. Ask your Philco dealer now about this great new set. It's Philco quality all the way through, loaded with power, terrific in performance, and the same glorious tone usually found only in costly console models. Changes up to 12 records automatically, slick and quick. Don't miss Philco's new table model automatic. It's the newest thing in radio from Philco the leader.
Some weeks ago, Miss Peggy Lee wrote a song, introduced it on the Philco show. It became quite a big hit. Everybody's singing it. I don't know why I shouldn't give it a ripple. Here I go. Made it.
Yes, it's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How can anything be wrong? A good day from now until night. It's a good day for shining your shoes. Yes, it's a good day for me to lose. Everything to gain and nothing to lose. A good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning, sun. Rise and shine today. You gotta get going if you're gonna make a showing. And you got to ride away, cause it's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for curing your ills. So take a deep breath and throw away the pills, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning, sun, rise and shine today. You know you gotta keep going if you're gonna make a showing, and you got to ride away, 'cause it's a good day for showing your will, and it's a good day for paying your bills. So take a deep breath and throw away the pills, 'cause it's a good day from morning to night. Yes, it's a good day from morning to night. A good day from morning to night.
Now I wish to present an old friend who is always a welcome visitor on these stanzas, justly renowned as a concert pianist. The incisive humor of his musical caricatures has made him a favorite both here and abroad. Mr. Alec Templeton.
Thanks, Dean.
Hey, Alec, what are you figuring to pull out of the Steinway there tonight?
Well, Bing, I'm going to do one of my novelties.
Novelty? That's good. What's it going to be?
Well, you've had Al Jolson on quite a lot these days, but I thought I'd do something Jolson-ish.
Huh?
In spite of Al's success...
Yes?
Eddie Johnson has not signed him up for the Met yet.
He's not been approached by Mr. Johnson of
the
Met.
No. But if he had, well, here would be the evening star as done by the one and only Al Jolson.
Sure.
My little evening star. How I am wondering just how you are. In time you shine, you bring me joy, reminding me of my little honey boy. Whether I'm in California or dear old Alabama, when you appear, you bring back memories of my little old mammy. Oh, never, never have you shown in so much glory. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, what an inspiration for this Jolson story. So pardon me if I get a little sentimental, and any similarity to the title of my picture is strictly incidental. So go on, little star, go on, shine on for me while I rock up by my baby. Oh, with a Wagner, a melody.
Very good, Alec, and I'm sure that's going to inspire Mr. Jolson to storm the Met next season. But don't run away, huh, Alec? Stand by, because we've got a few capers to cut later. You know, fellas, like everyone else who comes to the big city from the hinterlands, I went out and got myself a ticket, went to see Annie Get Your Gun. Enjoyed every minute of it, too. It's a great cast, great Berlin tune, and great Ethel Merman. In the role of Annie Oakley, the sharpshooter, Ethel scores a bullseye that will long be remembered in the theater as one of the greatest musical comedy performances of all time. Ethel Merman, come on out here and get yourself a great big bender in front of these charming people.
Thanks, Dingo.
You look wonderful, Ethel. Very stylish, suited, sweated, everything. Very gay. Would you like to dress up a bit, though, after all those costumes you have to wear on the show, huh?
That's right, but I wish I'd worn my Indian suit tonight instead of this.
Why, your Indian suit?
Well, you've got yours on.
Just a minute. This is not an Indian suit, Ethel. I found it out in the alley in back of Abercrombie & Fitch. This is one of the new hand-painted duck blinds that they're featuring.
That'd blind any duck.
You think it's a little over?
Yeah.
A little dry, a little gay? Well, how about one of those great tunes from your show, huh?
Would you care for a little sun in the morning?
We got plenty of suns right now, but sing it anyhow.
Got no diamonds, got no pearls, till I think I'm a lucky girl. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Got no mansion, got no yacht, till I'm happy with what I got. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
Moving on that, Merm. Really moving. Yes, you know, some weeks ago, right here on the Philco Radio Time, Alec Temples and I were cutting up touches, and we went back and drew a musical bead on a batch of old tunes. We figured we'd hit most of the popular oldies that he and I had been connected with, but the other night, while pursuing a dish of crab meat Hannigan at the Sports Club, no check, we recalled many, many more standards which you might like to hear. I don't know. Do you remember all those tunes we talked about, Alec?
I'm a little hazy about the tunes thing, but ooh, that crab meat was delicious.
Let's not forget the vin ordinaire either, Alec. But also, tonight we have a charming added starter in our merry musical memory sweepstake. Of course, that's if Ethel Merman cares to huddle around the piano with
you. Stingo, if you think I'd miss a chance to go into a huddle with you, you're crazy.
Oh. Well, zero right in, sister. You want to start things off, Alec?
Well, Bing, with Ethel's hits and your hits, we're going to be here all night.
Okay, we'll send over to Howard Johnson's, get some of those good frankfurters, get some coffee and a little plasma, and we'll get it. And who's going to go all around New York? We're stuck here. Knock it, huh?
All right, let's get started with... remember that one?
Let's hear that again, will you?
Oh, I got it.
Can it be the breeze that fills the trees with rain? A magic perfume. Oh, no, it isn't the breeze. It's love in bloom. That's pretty high, too, for me.
Very good, Ben. Much better than Jack Benny.
I use better language, too. I was fiddles at 10 paces. Benny would murder me, I think.
You remember this one, Ethel? It's good old Gershwin rhythm.
I got rhythm.
Got it.
I got my man hooked up for anything more. I got daisies in green pastures. I got my man hooked up for anything more.
From where I'm standing, you appear loaded, full equipment and everything.
Hey, Bing, whatever happened to that girl of yours who was always crying?
What girl? What is she crying about?
About you, you dog.
I deny the allegation in every particular.
This is the girl Ethel means, Bing. Mexicali Rose.
Stop crying. Bye.
drink all those tears, and please don't sigh. And
please don't sigh. Kiss me once again and hold me.
Cross and double side.
Mr. Cali Road.
Boys, there ain't a dry eye in the joint.
Ethel, do you get a kick out of singing this tune?
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you?
Big nuts over there, aren't you?
No, big nuts.
Sing is one song that I can enjoy Sunday, Monday, or always.
What tune is that, Alex?
Sunday, Monday, or always, Stu.
Oh, I know.
Won't you tell me when we will meet again? Sunday, Monday, or always?
Say, Alec, let's not forget another Monday tune. I just happened to think of it. I used to do it when I was stealing money with the rhythm boys.
From Monday on, my cares are over. From Monday on, gonna be in clover. We picked on Monday because it's wash day, and we'll wash our blues away.
Bing, while you're doing the laundry, may I... May I cut in with a word of Blow Gabriel Blow?
Just drop it right in there.
Blow Gabriel Blow. Go on and blow Gabriel Blow. I was a sinner, I was a scam, but now I'm willing to trim my lamb. So blow Gabriel Blow.
Hey, you remember you used to sing a very wonderful French art song of the Debussy called Nuit Bleue.
Really? I
did?
Yes.
It goes like this.
Must have been a supper show.
Quand la bulle de la nuit réclame la joie de la jour, quelqu'un attendait pour moi.
Then there was another wonderful German leader you used to sing.
I was very effective in German leader.
Yeah. The Wiesn Lied von Johannes Brahms.
Guten Abend, guten Nacht, meine Rose in
the Remember that one?
I certainly do. But you left out a lullaby, Alex. If you don't do this one, why, Barry Fitzgerald's never going to speak to me again.
Hoorah, hoorah, hoorah. Hoorah, hoorah, la. Hoorah, hoorah, hoorah. Now don't you cry.
Say, here's a number, and I want to dedicate it just to you. You're the top.
Tiny top.
You're the Coliseum.
I see what you mean.
You're the top.
Yeah?
You're the Louvre Museum.
Lucky I don't wind up in one.
You're a melody from a symphony by Strauss.
And as Mr. Robert Hope once put it, you're a great big grouse.
You go much stronger than that, I think, Kelly. It's just some college pictures, though.
Yeah,
I remember I was
a, well.
You know those songs when I was a freshman at the celluloid campus? You used to carry the ball for dear old Kate.
Down the old
Gerald Road. Though you'll never find out where it is by looking in maps. With a little investigation, you'll discover perhaps that this old tradition's not a place, but just a proposition. Call the old Ox Road.
I don't remember, Bing. Was Bob Hope on the old Ox Road with you?
No, the old Ox wasn't in that picture. Oh. So. He was earning a very dishonest dollar shooting pool in Cleveland.
You know what, partner?
What's this, girl?
You went and forgot one of the best Western tunes you ever did.
Well, shucks, gal. Ain't you got me confused with Roy Rogers?
No, sir. You're Creep Along Crosby.
Creep Along Crosby. Let's get started. Creep Along Crosby, let's go.
I'm an old cowhand.
He's an old cowhand.
From the Rio Grande.
Well, really,
but my legs ain't bowed. And my teeth ain't tied.
Never rode to tie you down, no how.
And it sure ain't a fixin' starting now.
Oh, yippee-i-yo, tiger. Ah, yippee-i-yo, tiger. Yes, cowhand, yippee-i-yo, tiger.
Now, Ethel and Ding, I think everybody would like to hear the challenge song from Annie Get Your Gun.
Challenge song? Well, I'm game with Ethel.
Okay, Bing, all we need is a downbeat from Mr. Trotter.
Pitch till you win, Ethel.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're
yes,
not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I can shoot a partridge with a single cartridge.
I can get a sparrow with a bow and arrow.
I can live on bread and cheese.
And only on that?
Yep.
So can a rat.
Anything you can sing, I can sing higher.
I can sing anything higher.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
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 No, you can't. Call me a cab.
Anything you can buy, I can buy cheaper. I can buy anything cheaper than you.
50 cents.
40 cents.
30 cents.
20 cents.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can say, I can say softer.
I can say anything softer than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
I can hear a hope joke and never even snicker.
Don't be such a wise guy. Bob is quite a clicker.
I can open any safe.
Without being caught?
Yeah.
That's what I thought, you crook.
Any note you can hold, I can hold longer.
I can hold any note longer than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
In my coat.
In your vest.
In my shoes.
In your hat.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can say, I can say faster.
I can say anything faster than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, again.
No, you can't.
Yes, again.
Get it, sir. Get it, get it, get it, get it,
get it. Yes, I can.
I can jump a hurdle.
I can wear a girdle.
I can knit a sweater.
I can wear it better.
I can do most anything.
Can you bake a pie?
No.
Neither can I.
Anything you can sing, I can sing sweeter.
I can sing anything sweeter than you.
No, you can't.
Oh, yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Oh, yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't, can't, can't.
Yes, I can.
I'll have to spend all summer getting my tonsils re-threaded. I haven't done that much singing since I was in the Coconut Grove. Ethel, I acknowledge complete defeat. Now I note that our announcer, Glenn Riggs, is making wild gestures, which can only mean one thing.
I'll bet it's a word from the Philco man.
Right you are, Ethel. But tonight we're going to fool Mr. Riggs. Not that he ain't charming and all that, but we're going to sing the commercial. That's if Alec has something prepared any better.
I have, Big. Ah, the Pittsburgh Pirates thing, that's what I want to know.
Fine.
fine, Alex Fine. That is fine, Alex Fine.
You know, I listen to all those ball games on my radio.
That's fine, Alex Fine. Mighty proper fine.
You know, I think you're going to ask me a question. Do I use a Philco portable?
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Ah, that's just what I thought of. You know, riding on the train one day, the dial a-twisting and turning, before I heard a familiar voice, the voice of Vestal Merman saying,
I like Philco radio, oh, Philco is divine.
And then I heard that chorus shouting,
fine, Ethel, fine.
My Philco Supreme, it's a dream.
And that was Mr. Crosby's line. Then I heard that old choir repeating,
fine, Crosby, fine.
Philco's praises grew and grew. The music got much hotter. And I realized that I was hearing the band of John Scott Trotter. Oh, fine, Trotter, fine. Fine, Scotter, fine. Ah, but I got another station, and as sure as I'm alive, I heard a man with a guitar that sounded like Burl Ives. Now, there is a portable, and so goes its name. It's good for listening to that old ball game. Good for good music and grammar as well. And besides, it has a built-in Ariel. Foo-da-dang, fall-da-da-do, foo-da-dang, fall-da-day. So,
let's all get a Philco portable, Philco portable, Philco portable. Let's all get a Philco portable, fine, Philco, fine.
Forgot to tell you,
fine, Philco, fine.
It works on batteries,
fine, Philco, fine.
Thanks, Ethel, for helping us out there. I know lots of times people ask me about my favorite song. Isn't it? What I thought. Why do you look so aghast, Terry? They ask me what my favorite song is. Lots of times, friends of mine, I really couldn't say, but I certainly consider this song among the first five.
Oh, give me something to remember you by. When you are far away from me, dear. Some little something meaning love cannot die. No matter where you chance to be, though I'll pray for you, night and day for you, it will see me through like a charm till you're returning. So give me something to remember you by. When you are far away from me.
Well, that's about it for now, friends. Next week will be our farewell show till next fall. Expect to come up gay and sparkling next week, so don't miss it if you can. I wish to thank Ethel Merman and Alex Templeton for dropping in tonight.
I enjoyed it very much, Lee.
You too, Bingo.
See you soon, Ethel. Good night.
Night, Bingo.
Good night, fellas. Good night, folks.
This program was produced and transcribed in New York by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week when Bing's guests will be Jimmy Demeritt, the golfer and singer of note, and another pal of Bing's, Bob Hope. And remember, only Philco makes the 1201. It's the newest invention in radio by Philco, the leader.